Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I am speaking with Adi Digani, co-founder and chief product officer of Velostrata. Welcome, Adi.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Velostrata.
Velostrata is a startup company, and we're focused on enabling enterprises to mobilize their applications and workloads across the hybrid cloud between their on-premises data centers and public clouds like AWS and Azure.
Okay. Talk about Velostrata's products or product offerings.
Yeah, so Velostrata offers a solution that deploys into the customer VMware-based data center and plugs in to their existing storage management and virtualization management frameworks and, of course, application automation, and enables the customer to take any of their existing workloads, other workloads that are deployed and live or deployed through templates and cloning into, say, dev test environments, etc., and be able to take these into the public cloud for essentially scaling up on demand or provisioning multiple resources as extra capacity to the resource pools.
Describe a company or a type of company that needs Velostrata.
Effectively, we see enterprises across the board leveraging the benefits from Velostrata, especially if you're in a mid-sized enterprise or larger, where you have several hundreds or thousands of VMs, and you have a strategy to start leveraging the public cloud as a target for better agility, better resource management and cost management of your investment in your own data centers, or if you want to achieve diversity of geographical locations in which you can have compute presence.
Talk a little bit about the challenges of hybrid cloud.
Hybrid cloud is something that a lot of people are seeking, and especially when you create a hybrid cloud across from your own data center and the public cloud providers, there's a bunch of challenges around complexity and ability to meet SLA for applications that you want to move. That includes complexity around conversion of the applications. How do you move the data? Do you want to move the data and your assets over to the public cloud just to be able to leverage it on demand? And really, can you leverage it on demand if you have to do complex transitions and transfers of these assets? What Velostrata comes to address these challenges with is, first of all, reducing the complexity and the risk involved with trying to engage the public cloud, be able to decouple compute from storage and leave your data assets on-prem where they're protected, where you have the management practices around them, where you have the facility and the investment, whether it's through hyper-converged infrastructure or software-defined data center or even traditional architectures. But be able to augment these with the resource pools on demand from the cloud, essentially be able to take your applications, go into the cloud, go out and back onto the data center without moving your assets around.
You talked about how hard it is to move data from point A to point B. Talk a little bit about that.
What we're enabling customers is to maintain their data gravity in their data center, maintain sovereignty of their data and control of that, and be able to execute the workloads where it makes more sense. For example, if you need to have a certain application provision to run in Japan and your data center is in the US, it doesn't mean that you have to go and build up a new data center just for a short-term project that you have to run there. So being able to keep your assets close to you and run the applications close to the users or consumers or clients, this is what we enable the customers to do, and do that with the efficiencies of the public cloud and the cloud economies.
I understand you recently completed a Series B round investment. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. We just announced the completion of our Series B, $17.5 million. So a very nice amount to help us push forward to the future of the product and offering. It was led by Intel Capital as the lead investor, along with our existing investors, Norwest Venture Partners and 83 North.
Now there's Velostrata 2.0. Is that a product that's being launched or released soon?
Yeah, Velostrata 2.0 was announced along with the completion of Series B. We have introduced several additional capabilities in 2.0, including full support for Azure as a public cloud. So we have full support now for Azure and AWS. We see a lot of enterprises interested in having more than one option when it comes to public clouds and being able to leverage this multi-cloud choice when they run their operations. Some workloads are better off running in one cloud provider than the other, depending on the activities that they take. Some cloud providers offer different services that the customer may want to leverage in conjunction with the workloads they move.
What are some trends you're seeing in the cloud?
Some of the trends that we see are related to really creating a hybrid environment where some of the workloads, especially those with core transactional applications such as your ERP or CRM systems that have a lot of data associated with them, are still residing on premises. But then enterprises looking to leverage the agility of the public cloud for running operations such as development and testing, where they need resources on a variable basis and they need it very quick. There's also a whole set of new services and capabilities offered by the public cloud providers, such as machine learning and analytics, etc., where you could actually harness these services along with the data that you are managing on-prem for these applications. And you can now make that available and make it interact with these services and really create a hybrid perspective to the business you run.
Now, where can listeners go to learn more about Velostrata?
To learn more, you can go to velostrata.com. There is a set of discussion around the technology, the use cases, and case studies.
Well, thanks, Adi, for spending time with us today, and best wishes to Velostrata.
Thank you so much.